romantic southern city of New Orleans, the Mirth and Melody Show brings you the Merry Minstrels.
Visiting this week in gay old New Orleans brings you another half hour of fun, excitement, and wonderful music. The Buzz Adams Orchestra, the Downtown Quartet, harmonica virtuoso Les Thompson, singing star Harry Babbitt, our guest for the evening, Miss Martha Tilton, and the following end man and fun makers, Mr. William Algernon Jefferson.
Just call me Sugarfoot.
Mr. Nicodemus Brown.
I ain't scared, just careful.
Mr. Iodine Whitman.
My feast to be.
Plus the interlocutor and headman for our show, Ken Christie. Tonight, we pay tribute to the fair city of New Orleans by presenting the end man, the entire ensemble, plus Buzz Adams and his world-renowned silver cornet band.
Sugarfoot, does the fair city of New Orleans meet with your approval?
It sure does, Mr. Interlocutor. This here town is one of the prettiest I ever did see. And the girls here are perfect ladies.
Yes, they really are refined.
You see all them pretty gals with the mink coats at the store windows?
Why, Sugarfoot, those were dummies.
Mr. Interlocutor, if they can get mink coats, they ain't no dummies. No, sir.
There's one guy that Igor's really ganged up on.
Is you talking to me, Iodine?
Yes, I am, and if your stomach was empty, your head, you'd starve to death.
Iodine, I'm surprised to hear you say that.
Oh, don't mind him, Mr. Interlocutor. He's jealous because he didn't get no big reception like I did when I arrived in New Orleans.
You mean the people greeted you at the station?
Yeah, what a band. What a crowd.
What a liar.
Now, look here, big boy. You don't keep quiet, I'll cover your face with knuckles.
You try that and I'll shove a banana down your mouth and peel it.
My man, you remind me of a frog. That's what you remind me of, a frog.
What do you mean I'm a frog?
All mouth, brother, all mouth.
Listen here, flat top. The last time I saw a mouth like yours, there was a fish hook in it.
Well, go on, keep that up, Flappy Cheeks. Just keep that up, and I'm going to walk over there and knock that bump right off your head.
There ain't no bump on my head.
Well, I put one on there, and then I'll knock it off.
Well, there's one thing I want to know.
What's that?
If you walked over here and hits me on the head, how are you going to get back?
Gentlemen, gentlemen, please. Why, there's no reason for this infraction between you two. Now, Sugarfoot, take your seat. Take your seat.
Yes, son, put it down while it's still in good condition.
Why, both of you are acting like silly children, carrying on in such an unruly manner. Look at Nicodemus sitting there. The ideal picture of deportment and good behavior. Nicodemus.
Hmm?
Yes. I must admit that you are the quintessence of affable amiability.
Well, now, I don't know.
You don't know what?
I don't know what that means.
Why, Nicodemus, you actually look upset.
Yeah, I had a terrible experience this afternoon.
Well, what happened?
Well, a hold-up man come running out of a store shooting a pistol.
A real pistol?
Oh, yeah. That bug was flying all around.
My goodness, did you run?
Well, I wouldn't exactly call it running, but I overtook some folks that was running.
Then you didn't get hit in the fracas?
I had that well covered.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Harry Babbitt, our tenor with the honey palate, will now sing that ever-popular gem of lilting beauty, By the Light of the Silvery Moon.
By the light of the silvery moon, I want a spoon. To my honey I'll croon love's tune. Honeymoon, keep a shining in June. Your silvery beams will bring love dreams. We'll be cuddling soon by the silver.
Nicodemus. Nicodemus, I understand that you've taken up art. Am I correct in that assumption?
Oh yes, Mr. Locke. I'm a big painter now. In fact, I just painted a picture of a decayed apple.
Was it good?
Good. Everybody said it was the rottenest thing they ever saw.
Nicodemus.
Yeah.
If I was you, I'd forget all about sissy stuff like painting. I got big plans for you.
For me, I don't?
Yes, I'm going to make you a big He-Man hero. That's what I'm going to make out of you.
You ain't going to make nothing out of me, Idine. I know you and your crazy ideas,
Now, don't be silly, Nicodemus. With my help, you're going to be a very rich man with lots of money. Plenty of currency and a whole mess of coins.
Well, now, that's different. What do I have to do?
Well, seeing as I'm mayor of West Compton, I'm going to make you the chief of police.
Does the job pay a big salary?
Well, not exactly, but you make a whole gang of money in rewards.
Rewards?
Yeah, for instance, there's one guy named Killer Williams.
Killer Williams?
Yes, and if you capture him, I'm sure the reward might be as high as $3.
That's a lot of money, huh?
Of course. You see, the reason there's often such a big reward for the killer is because he's a dangerous criminal.
A dangerous criminal?
Yeah, he calls up banks. He robs factories, steals jewelry, and kidnaps rich millionaires.
I bet all them things is just a front for his real racket.
Why, that... Boy, that Killer Williams is about the worst murder that ever lived. Why, one time he killed 20 men in a half hour.
Half hour?
Now, Nicodemus, here's where you come in.
You mean here's where I go out?
Oh, no, boy, don't talk like that. I know how brave you are.
You do, huh?
Yes, and always remember, where there's danger around, you can look for me.
Where will you be?
I don't know, but you can look for me.
I know that. That's just what I say. Look.
What?
I think you better get my kid brother. My mother don't care what happens to him.
Oh, me. You ain't got nothing to worry about.
No?
I can see you now coming down the street in your uniform of blue.
Blue uniform?
Yeah, your badge is shining on your manly chest, and you have a confident daredevil smile on your lips. All of a sudden, you come face to face with the killer Williams.
Oh, no.
Now, the killer comes toward you with mud in his eyes, but you don't move.
Why, am I glued to the floor?
Man, don't talk like that. I know how brave you really are.
You do, huh?
Sure, the killer don't frighten you.
No?
You corner him in an old house.
Old house.
You walk slowly forward. Thousands of people are cheering you on, waiting to see you capture the terrible killer. Suddenly, he starts shooting at you from the house. But does that stop you?
It sure does.
No, it don't. You picks up a handful of pebbles, and you walk toward the house.
I pick up a handful of pebbles.
That's right.
Oh, where's my gun?
You left it at home.
Oh, no.
But that don't stop you. No, that don't stop you. No. You've got courage. The killer starts shooting again. Little children run away.
Girl.
Women faint.
Women faint.
And strong men shrivel up and make for the hills. There's only one man left. And who is that man?
I don't know. I left with the kid.
No. You did not. You and the killer come face to face. He beats you with a club, and then he shoves his gun in your mouth. But before he can pull the trigger, you say to him, "Do you surrender?"
I say that with his gun in my mouth?
Yes. And boy, when he hears that, you say, he gets mad at you.
Up to now, he's just been playing, huh?
There's a brief struggle, and when it's all over, the killer will look up to you.
He sure will.
Yes, and do you know why?
Yeah, because I'll be able to telegraph for him.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Mr. Les Thompson, our master of the mouth organ, will now interpret that delightful song, Way Down Upon the Swanee River. There, Swiggerfoot.
No.
Why, didn't that number please you?
Oh, yes, Miss Indelager. I thought it was mighty fine.
Well, then why are you sitting there shaking your head in such a negative manner?
Well, I just made up my mind about something. I'm never going over to see my aunt's house anymore.
But your aunt's a very sweet lady. Why aren't you going over to her house anymore?
Because she got such funny ideas about holidays.
Holidays? What do you mean?
Well, on Columbus Day, she made me sail three little boats around the bathhouse. And on George Washington's birthday, she made me go out and chop down a little old cherry tree.
Uh-huh.
And on Christmas, she made me dress up like a reindeer. Won't catch me going to her house on Easter.
Why not?
I ain't gonna lay no eggs for nobody.
That scintillating fun maker, Mr. Nicodemus Brown, will now render that riot of risibility entitled, My Heart is Bustin'.
I'm going to sing a torch song.
Oh!
been stepped on. But my feelings is hurt. 'Cause I dreamt last night that I went to work. When I woke up, I was so tired. I wish I could go back again and dream where I gets fired. If I was the president, my duty, I would never shirk. The first thing that I would do away with, and that's work. And up there on the corners of where the lampposts used to be, there is where I'd have me a marshmallow tree. I'd sleep under that beautiful tree with the wind blowing in from the south, wishing for one of them marshmallows to drop in my mouth. And the job I'd have the congressmen and the senators to do, and that's push my jaws together so them marshmallows I could chew. Folks think that I'm lazy, but you know I'm just dreaming beautiful dreams about sweet marshmallows. Mellow marshmallow, a marshmallow here, a marshmallow there, marshmallows, marshmallows everywhere. A tisket, I lost my marshmallow basket. Pull that boss, choke that bell, steal one marshmallow, you land in jail. Stop that music. I've torched.
Nicodemus, I was done with gusto, feeling, and humor.
Mr. Locke, I've seen my duty and I've done it.
Fine. And now you can do one more thing for us. You can open the door to admit our charming and beautiful guest visiting with us here in New Orleans.
Mr. Locke, you mean we got a lady guest tonight?
Yes, Nicodemus, and what a lady. The delightful and talented songbird, Miss Martha Tilton. Welcome to our minstrel show, Martha.
Well, thanks for inviting me, Ken. You know, I've heard so much about your minstrel show, I'm just tickled pink to be here.
And we're tickled brown to have you. How do you like our little getup?
Well, this is about the most wonderful thing I've ever seen in show business. All the men in makeup and wearing beautiful and colorful costumes, and each man supplied with a large tambourine. And the chairs in such a perfect semicircle. How did you ever do it?
Oh, that wasn't hard. First we formed a circle, and then we took half of the chairs away.
Oh.
But enough of this chit-chat, Martha. We invited you down to the minstrel show with a definite purpose in mind.
It couldn't have anything to do with my singing a song, could it?
Oh, try getting away without singing one.
Well, name it and you shall have it.
Martha, I think an appropriate number for this cheerful occasion would be that song you do so well, On the Sunny Side of the Street.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet through the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear that pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'd be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street. Rockefeller, gold dust at my feet.
wonderful, wonderful, Martha, but please don't go away. In a few minutes, we're going to have our big minstrel show parade, and I'm sure our audience would feel cheated if you didn't take part in it. And now, Nicodemus, I'd like to point out to you that Sugarfoot and Iodine were very rude to you.
To me?
Yes, I distinctly saw them sticking their tongues out at you while your back was turned.
Now, wait a minute. I wasn't sticking my tongue out at Nicodemus. I was sticking out at Iodine.
And as they say in French, vice versa.
Why, I can't understand you two. You're always bickering.
I didn't bick. He bicked.
Nevertheless, Sugarfoot, I want you to apologize to Iodine.
You want me to apologize to that? Well, he's so dumb he'd pour hot water down a hen's mouth to make her lay hard-boiled eggs.
Well, I seen you trying the same thing with a rooster.
Man, you is uneducated to the point of stupidity.
Look who's talking. What school was that?
High school.
Well, if you're so smart, let me hear you.
Mississippi? The state or the river?
Man, you could never have brains even if you lived to be normal.
Well, I got enough brains to go hunting. I'm a big hunter. That's what I is.
Yeah, you a hunter?
Uh-huh.
Oh, go button your mouth. You happen to be talking to the man who went duck hunting on a big lake in the middle of the Sahara Desert.
Now, just a second. Just a second. Ain't no lake on the Sahara Desert.
Oh, keep quiet. Now, a big flock of ducks come flying, and they lit on this lake in the Sahara Desert.
Ain't no lake on the Sahara
Don't
Desert.
Don't interrupt me.
Ain't no lake on the Sahara Desert.
Well, just as I came up to that lake, the temperature dropped 80 degrees and froze the duck's leg right in that lake.
Whoa there, whoa. Now, you ain't going to tell me that you walked down that ice and picked up the ducks with your hands.
Well, I started to go for the ducks, but when they see me coming, they up and flew away, carrying the ice with them. And that's why the very day there ain't no lake in the middle of the Sahara Desert.
Oh, no!
Ladies and gentlemen, no minstrel show would be complete without a parade. And we've got ours featuring the entire ensemble in a medley of songs, The Minstrel Show Parade. Gentlemen, take your places. Stand erect. Look sharp now, and don't forget the strut. Let's go.
I'm out of any clouds. There'll be no heebie-jeebies hanging round. I'll give the meanest naked man on earth all I'm worth. To put my tootsies in an upper berth, just hear that choo-choo sound. I know that soon we're gonna cover ground, and then I'll holler so the world will know. Here I go.
There they go, ladies and gentlemen, the Merry Minstrels parading down Canal Street in their shining red coats, striped pants, white silk hats, and their tambourines tucked under their arms. The traditional minstrel show parade with its colorful wagons and floats has provided thrills for the fun-loving population of New Orleans, city of laughter, music, and gaiety. The crowds on the sidewalks cheer and wave as the marchers begin their strut, and Harry Babbitt, sitting atop a huge banjo in a float, sings...
She got naughty eyes, yes, she has got naughty eyes. That certain party. You know the one I mean, oh, sure, you know the one I mean. That certain party of mine. Naughty eyes, turned up nose, rosy cheeks, and pretty clothes. Not a smarty. Has she got loving ways? Oh, sure, she has got loving ways. That certain party of mine. That certain party. That certain party of mine. You know what? I forgot this and that and quite a lot. What a smarty. has she got everything? Oh, boy, has she got everything. That certain party of mine.
The parade is now crossing Esplanade Street and heading for the Latin Quarter, one of the oldest and most outstanding sections of New Orleans. And here comes a float with the Darktown Quartet.
I want a girl just like the girl that married dear old Dan. She was a pearl and the only girl that Daddy ever had. A good old-fashioned girl with heart so true. One who loved nobody else but you. I want a girl just like the girl who married dear old Dan.
Come on there, Sugarfoot. Let me march in front of you, huh?
What do you want to do there?
I'll let you march in front of me the last time.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. We're now coming to Lafayette Square.
Who all them tall men in the middle of the street, huh?
Those are statues of Henry Clay and Benjamin Franklin.
Who's that statue behind you?
That ain't no statue, that's Iodine. Come on there, Iodine, get a move on.
Oh, my feet's too big.
Quiet, you guys. Here comes Miss Martha Tilton in the mystery wagon. Looks like she's going to sing.
Yeah, looks like Harry Babbitt is going to sing with her. Yeah.
The sun shines merrily when the clouds go drifting by. We will be happy, Nelly. Don't you sigh. Down Lover's Lane we'll wander, sweetheart, you and I. Wait till the sun shines merrily. Shines merrily when the clouds go drifting by. We will be happy, Nelly. Don't you sigh. Down Lover's Lane we'll wander, sweetheart, you and I.
Oh, darling, wait till the sun shines merrily.
Ladies and gentlemen, this brings to a conclusion a bit of Americana known as the Minstrel Show. For those of you who remember it, we hope it has revived some pleasant and nostalgic memories. To you who are first being introduced to the Colorful Minstrel Show, we trust you've taken a liking to your newfound friend. Listen in again next week when Mirth and Melody brings you another lively, tuneful, and exciting half hour honoring Birmingham, Alabama. You know it's time for Mirth and Melody when you hear...
Dick Woolen, was written by Snagwares and is a Frank Cooper production. Owen James speaking. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.